Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 37 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Clear. 37 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 40 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 40 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 40 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Clear. 37 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Clear. 47 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Clear. 49 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 51 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 51 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 53 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good evening. 2000 hours. Clear. 42 degrees.
Excuse me, this is Matt. Available from Echo Link, KE8PWD.
November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo, Dave, in Ann Arbor, and you are just barely making the machine there, Matt.
I follow an 8th, always can, base, I can have the bearing, stand by for just a second.
Last 5 seconds was full quiet.
Danger, that kind of happens with HD sometimes. I'm gonna switch to a different radio. Stand by. Let's try this again with 5 watts on a much, the same 5 watts, but a much bigger antenna. Let's see, I've got NASB. Are there any other mobile portable or short time stations with U of M Sunday night net? Please call now. Go ahead and take a turn, NASB. It's at least not not too cold out tonight. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, this is NASBE, and I just came outside to so I can get into the machine from over here on my handheld and run some ice in the harbor. And you're now 100% into the machine, Matt. No problem copying. That's pretty much all that's going on. We've been having a lot of fun around our place, and we had the electricians come in yesterday, and they ripped out all the panels and stuff in the basement and then put in a 200 amp. Panel and had to fix up everything outside too to get us a 200 amp drop. But I think that we're getting there. They're going to be back on Tuesday to finish some other stuff for us as well. Back to Med, NASB.
Good. I did that when I moved in and bought this house like 25 years ago. I first put the put a 200 amp panel in as a sub panel on the existing panel. Existing panel and service, and started wiring new circuits into there, and then a little bit after that, I put new new service wiring in outside, and had it moved over to the new panel. Then moved the circuits from the old panel into the new panel. So I kind of did in stages there, but I moved from the 100 amp Pushmatic box that was put in probably the mid 70s to a 200 amp QO box that is not full of expensive obsolete breakers. Anyhow, this is WSAE with the U of M Sunday Night Net. Are there any echoing stations we can check in? Please call out.
KE8PWV.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Whiskey, who is that, Victor? Go ahead and take a turn and give me your call.
Good evening, Matt. KE8PWV, Power Watts and Volts. Yep, it's Mike out in the Saline. And finishing up dinner and sitting back and taking it easy right now. Need to get downstairs and actually operate the rig that I got the antenna working again. And haven't done that in some time, so kind of short on time, but maybe after dinner here, we'll just roll on down there and give it a shot. Not much else going on. Got our turkey all set for Thanksgiving, and off for a few days as well. Thanks for having a net tonight, Matt. KE8PWV back to net control.
I went grocery shopping on Friday, trying to avoid the crowds for to buy turkey and stuff to make the dressing and such for Thanksgiving. And I'm off. I'm working tomorrow, but off the rest of the week. So I will be doing a fair bit of cooking the rest of for Thanksgiving. Dave, by the way, you were mostly into the repeater pretty good, but every once in a while there was a sad crash or two that kind of clobbered you. Anyhow, let's take a standby for any and all check-ins. Any and all stations with the U of M Sunday Night, please call now.
OE8 Tango Oscar.
ATO, and there was a station that doubled with you, I think. That station, go ahead.
Bravo 1, Delta Hotel Golf.
Bravo 1, I think it was Hotel Golf Station. Can you give me your call again? You got cut off and maybe pause a little bit more before you talk.
Bravo 1, Delta Hotel Golf here.
Cut off again, but we'll sort it out when it's your turn. Let's see, is there anyone else with you on Sunday night? Please call now.
9 UXU.
9 UXU, but prefix of that one was cut off too, which I can see. Apparently, it's the repeater, and it's not at my HP that was giving it. Now that I'm on the base rig, that opens the squash a little more easily.
Number 9, uniform, X-ray uniform.
9, UXU. All right. Anyone else with you on Sunday night? Okay, here, let's go on to ACATO, and you'll be followed by HG. Go ahead, Don.
Thanks, Matt. ACATO, Don here. Yeah, the repeater seems to be doing its usual trick of clipping the first half second, a second of everybody's transmission. Like, it detects carrier, and then it eventually starts passing through, so who knows. Yeah, at the very beginning, I could just barely copy. When you switch radios, it was full quieting, absolutely clean. Not a whole lot new here. Been occasionally getting an FTA, trying to fill in some of the bands that I don't have as many contacts on, which is basically about in the middle, like 40 through 17. So little by little, I'm trying to fill some of those in. But not much here. I'll just keep on listening. ACATO.
Thanks. I was on my Kenwood HD when I first called the net, which the repeater usually has no problem hearing. And I started on medium power and switched up to high power, and it was still at 5 watts. It was not quite making it tonight for some reason, but normally it makes it without problem. But that radio also is a digital radio, and it is a DSP radio, I believe, and it doesn't open the squelch quite as quickly as an analog radio. So I was wondering if that's why it was why I was noticing people getting cut off. But looks like it's doing it with this my base station here, which is a D710, which is an analog radio, and opens the squelch pretty readily. In fact, I even just turned off the squelch here to see if people come through without getting cut off, but it seems like it's the repeater has a little bit the longer time to key up than most repeaters. Anyhow, with all that being said, up next is something B1HG. Go ahead, take a turn, and give me your call.
Okay, this is Kilo Bravo 1, Delta Hotel Golf, and I'm just wondering if I'm making the trip tonight. Matt, how are you doing?
Reliability 5, go ahead. Let's see, Delta Hotel Golf.
I guess that's all right. Getting kind of chilly for the last bike ride into town, probably for the season. I just checked my mileage, something between 500 and 600 miles on the bike today going into Pinball Pete's, because they're about ready to close up shop for the year, and then they'll be out of there in December, out of their South U location. So I just wanted to make sure I stopped in and said hello and had some fun before they close up and the building gets torn down. They have to move to a place on Liberty. And that's what's new. I guess I'll be one and done as long as, assuming I'm making the triple K. It's KB1DHT.
You're full quieting. Let's see. And I'm wondering about, I still kind of wonder about Pinball Pete's. It seems like when I first moved here, which was about 1997, there was a Pinball Pete's that was like upstairs, but apparently they've been at the location in the basement, that weird shopping mall in a storefront since before that. So I don't know if there was a second location, or I'm just remembering things wrong, or maybe I was just seeing the sign for the old location that used to be across the street that I know was upstairs, but it seemed like I remembered there being like an upstairs location. Anyhow, we're at the bottom of the list with N9UXU. Go ahead.
This is 8N9UXU. Nothing much to say. I was
coming out of the NCRC after hearing a person incident and had the HD in the car, threw it on, and she saw the net was going.
Well, good to hear from you. We're here every Sunday night at 8 p.m., so feel free to stop by any Sunday. Let's see, this is WSAU with the U of M Sunday night. Are there any additional stations wishing to check in? Please call now. Nothing heard. This is WSAU bringing the U of M Sunday night to a close with six check-ins and looks like a time of 15 minutes. Thanks to everyone that checked in. Thanks to the U of M Amateur Radio Club for the use of repeaters. This is WSAU. I'm going to QSY the RFC.
Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 41 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 39 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 37 degrees.